I mean, there's nothing we can do, but God can do all things. First of all, turn with me to Colossians, the third chapter. Colossians, the third chapter. You know, last week we talked about peace and hope. This week we're going to talk about who are you? And you're probably thinking, well, I know who I am. I know the name on my birth certificate. But what I'm saying is, who are you when it comes to God? Hopefully, you're the individuals that we talked about last week, the individuals who have hope and peace. Not man's peace, but God's peace. Verse 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Yeah, our problem starts with when it says, set your affection. The earthly man says, I want my affection to be things that I want and I like, not what God wants and not what God likes. If I start setting my affection on things above, then, oh man, I can't do this, I can't do that. But you know what? If we're a child of God, we should be living like Jesus lived when he was on earth. That's why he wants us to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. I mean, who wants to appear with God in glory? Who wants to appear with God in glory? Okay, there you go. No, I'm too busy having a good time down here. I'll think about that later. Well, you know, that opportunity might not come. I mean, God has spent so much time with us trying to get us to see what he wants to do in our lives. And we keep wanting to go the other way, the other direction. We don't want to be on a battlefield like Elder Rod was saying earlier. You know, Elder Rod says, I want to be on a battlefield. You know what? God wants us to be on a battlefield. God wants us to be ambassadors. God wants us to let people know that we are a child of God. Our problem is we're too busy trying to be like everybody else. Then nothing gets done. Verse 5 says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuous, and covetousness. And covetousness, which is idolatry. Well, we don't worship idols nowadays. Oh, yes, we do. We worship idols. We worship money. And the problem with that is, if you didn't have that money, we should be thanking God anytime we get a paycheck. We should be thanking God anytime we get something in the mail or direct deposit. Instead of instead of thinking that, well, as long as I got some money, I don't need nothing. But you know what? That money can disappear so quickly. All of our help, all of our finances come from God. The money's not ours anyway. It belongs to Him. He's letting us use it. Now, God wants us to use it wisely, and not just any old kind of way. So if we think of it the way we're supposed to think of it, we don't have to worry about things happening in our lives that make us distressed. Okay, verse 6 says, "For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." I don't want to disobey God because I don't want to feel His wrath. I don't want to do what He's telling me not to do because I don't want to feel His wrath. "Into which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them." We don't live that way anymore. We live for Christ. "But now ye also put off all these." And some of us will say, well, the first one is anger. Well, I can be angry. Well, the Bible says, "Be ye angry and sin not." Because sometimes we can be angry and then it goes to that next level. And God don't want us to take anger to that next level. Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. All these are things that people out in the world do. The child of God should not be doing that. We've got to let the people in the world see that we worship God and we don't have to. We don't have to lie. We don't need to have wrath or malice or blasphemy or filthy communication. "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." So no, we don't have to lie to one another. Some people might think, well, it's a little white lie. A lie is a lie. God wants us to live like Jesus. We got to be like Jesus. We are ambassadors. When people see us, they want to see Christ. If they see Christ, they're going to want Christ. But they're not going to want Christ if we're acting the way they are. Or sometimes we act worse. Well, I'll be to church Sunday. So that allows you to be at the bar on Saturday night, right? Well, no, you can't be at the bar on Saturday night because you're going to want to be to church on Sunday and what? You're going to get regenerated? We get regenerated all week long. Our life, our Christian walk is a 7-day-a-week job, a 7-day-a-week opportunity to let others see Christ in you. A 7-day-a-week for us to be ambassadors. A 7-day-a-week for us to be on the road for Christ. "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." Yeah, we're supposed to put that old man off and his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, and have put on the new man, that man that has the peace of God, that man that has the hope, and have put on a new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And that's why I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to have salvation, because we are Gentiles. Christ didn't just die for the Jews, he died for all, which opened the way for us to have salvation. And that's something we should be grateful for, because of the mercy and the grace and the love of Jesus Christ making that great sacrifice on the cross for all of us. That great sacrifice was actually even made for people that have not even been born yet. Can you imagine that? He was on the cross, not just for us, but for people that aren't even born yet. What a sacrifice. No greater love. We talked about that last week, about his great love for dying on a cross for us, to reconcile us to him. Thank God for that. Verse 12 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Wow, I don't know if I can do all of that. Wow. But we want to be like Christ. Bowels of mercies. I mean, what would he do if all of a sudden he say, okay, I've given this person more than enough time. I mean, we live, we move, we have our being because of who? Because of Christ. Kindness. If it wasn't for his kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. And you look at the way Christ suffered. So if we want to be like Christ, we have to do what Christ did. Verse 13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I can skip that. Maybe I can skip that one. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Forgiving one another. Forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I just thank God for his forgiveness. I just thank God for his forgiveness. I just thank God for his forgiveness. I thank God for his forgiveness. Lord, I want to be like you. Well, that means we have to learn how to forgive too. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. We have to have love one for another. We have to let people see God's love in us so that they may want God for themselves. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. Lord, I am thankful. Lord, I am thankful. Lord, I am thankful. And be ye thankful. Let's look at Ephesians, the second chapter. Verse 6 says, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The 10th verse says, in Ephesians, the second chapter, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has prepared us, or he's preparing us right now, to be ambassadors. We can't just walk out there and just do anything. We have to be prepared. And we can't be prepared if we don't come to the house of the Lord, like we're right now. We're learning. We can't learn unless we're taught. Sometimes we want to do things on our own, but we can't do things on our own if we don't want God to lead us. Who are you? Who are you? I have a few scriptures I'm going to give you. Only a few. Ephesians 1:23. Romans 13:8, Galatians 5:22, Philippians 2 and verse 1. Did I say Romans 13:8? Okay. Oh. Hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah, Philippians 2nd chapter, verse 1.
Can you repeat Galatians?
Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22.
Thank you.
And then Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6. One more, and that's it. John 8, 12. Who are you?